Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, investigations are continuing after two men were killed in a crash at the Sligo rally yesterday. Donegal Raktas members were told today that there needs to be a change in policy prohibiting the granting of planning permission along the N56. A Donegal TD has claimed the European Council should devote less time to military and defence issues and instead focus on climate and human rights obligations. And police are treating an attack on a man in Clody as a sectarian hate crime. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Aisling Kelly. First in news though, a judge has warned the state it could face claims in the future over its failure to comply with its statutory duty to children in care. It's one of the issues highlighted in the latest Child Law Project report. In one case, a 9-year-old boy from Dublin who was placed in a private residential unit in the northwest with 2 days' notice was then moved to the southeast. Judge Dermot Sims wrote to ministers and state bodies to draw attention to the placement of children in unsuitable accommodation. CEO of the Child Law Project, Dr. Maria Corbett, says it's clear that improvements need to be made.
What's happening at the moment when there isn't a placement, TUSA's putting in place an emergency setting. But for children, if they're a day in that setting, that might be one thing. But if they're long-term in that setting, it can be very damaging in terms of good outcomes for them. And one example, and we don't normally, when we publish cases, we don't normally name where they're from. We either say Dublin or outside of Dublin. But unusually, in one of the reports, we actually mentioned that the child from Dublin was placed in the northwest, and he was placed there in a setting. It was a private setting. The providers decided to move him, but they only gave the social workers 2 days' notice. And he was moved then at 2 days' notice from the northwest to the southeast. And again, he was still far from his family in Dublin. So when you look at things like that, a sudden move, a shift across the country, two different places around the country. This boy was 9. Like a young child in a residential unit, clearly with needs that needed to be addressed in terms of education, therapeutic supports, and connecting with his, staying connected with his family and his community. So we need to do better than that.
Well, the Higher Education Minister says there's no one thing that will fix the crisis in TUSLA. Simon Harris was responding to the letter from Judge Dermot Sims. Minister Harris says a lot needs to be done to improve the standard of care.
It's crucially the embedding of the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act and its rollout through the court system. That is a whole new and different approach of dealing with vulnerable people who go before our legal system. I think the second thing, though, that has to be done very clearly is looking at what TUSLA are saying in response to this report, the underlying issues that are seeing children or families in crisis and what progress we can make to tackle disadvantage.
Investigations are continuing after two men were killed in a crash at the Sligo rally yesterday. Jean McDonald and Dara Maguire died when their car hit a wall during the sixth stage of the rally. Post-mortem examinations are being carried out on their bodies today. Sporting manager with Motorsport Ireland, Art McCarrick, says safety is of utmost importance.
Unfortunately, accidents and fatal accidents can happen in any sport, and tragically it was our sport yesterday. Both the driver and the co-driver succumbed to their injuries at the scene, and we activated our serious incident protocol almost immediately.
Donegal Raktas members were today told that there needs to be a change in policy prohibiting the granting of planning permission along the N56. Earlier this year, as a collective, councillors in the Glenties Municipal District proposed changes to the County Development Plan, calling for a policy review to allow building along the major route. Concerns were raised that unless there is an overhaul, people will continue to be forced to relocate. Just 3 of the 5 Donegal TDs attended today's meeting, with Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlogue and Deputy Joe McHugh sending their apologies. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, says if further action is needed, they will be willing to take it.
I was disappointed that others weren't able to make it, to be fair, because obviously they are the main arm of government as we speak at the minute. But going forward, anyway, the meeting took place. The meeting, I felt, was quite a robust meeting for myself and my colleagues that were there. We clearly put our views across on the whole situation of the access to the N56. We also made it clear as well that there was no misunderstandings from the Glenties MD that we were totally clear what we were asking. I ended the meeting by saying, look, if need be, if it means breaking ranks, we may have to break ranks in regards to the county development plan and so on, because apparently what we're asking here, we're asking quite a lot. I don't feel we're asking quite a lot, but that's what's going back to us, that we're asking quite a lot, because possibly the TAA is going to get involved here, the OPR most likely will get involved, and they're going to come back with recommendations that you're stepping outside of your framework. But as I said, we have no choice at this stage. We feel only to break ranks and step outside of the framework. Obviously, if it holds things up, it holds things up. But what can we do? We have to try and get answers here.
A Donegal deputy has claimed the European Council should devote less time to military and defence issues and instead focus on climate and human rights obligations. Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil in recent days that calling the sale of armaments and missiles to Ukraine a European peace facility is deceptive and undermines those who are trying to achieve peace. He claimed this is undermining Ireland's neutrality, along with the recent public forum on defence, which he says was undemocratic and has no legitimacy. Deputy Pringle says all this is happening while other real and pressing issues are being ignored.
What strikes me the most is that this public forum and the recent European Council meetings are completely dominated by talks of security and defence, yet each has failed to mention that the greatest threat to our collective security is the climate and biodiversity crisis that we currently face. This is the most pressing issue of our lifetime, and not only are we failing to prioritise it, but we're actually failing to recognise this at all. On that note, I would like to welcome the fact that MEPs voted to pass the Nature Restoration Law. We are in a dire situation facing a huge biodiversity crisis. This law is needed to address a dramatic loss of species, which is a severe threat to our food security. Again, I see the European Council meetings reference the threat Russia poses to food security, yet no mention of the biodiversity crisis, which is a far bigger threat all round. I'm glad that the Nature Restoration Law has been passed by the European Parliament. However, I acknowledge that it is much weaker than it was when it was first proposed, which is disappointing. And we can thank Fine Gael amendments for that. I would like to echo Luke Ming Flanagan's calls to ensure a publicly funded Nature Restoration Fund to ensure just transition and proper implementation of the law as well. Because the law itself is flexible. That's really important now, that the Irish Government ensures fair, just and proper implementation. And I will be keeping an eye on how they go about this.
The Justice Minister is facing backlash over proposed hate speech and crime legislation. The AGSI and Garda says Garda resources should be used to police the increase in crime and antisocial behaviour. Heather Lawrie reports.
New legislation to combat hate crime and hate speech is expected to become law before the end of the year. Justice Minister Helen McEntee believes it is vital as Ireland becomes a more diverse society. However, Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea says it's frustrating to see so much effort being put into new laws when violent crime and antisocial behaviour is on the rise.
The amount of people and communities are coming to me who are being absolutely terrorised by antisocial behaviour being committed largely by young people.
Antoinette Cunningham from the AGSI says Garda numbers and resources are already concerningly low. She believes the government needs to address the problem with policing before any new laws are enacted.
We had more resignations from An Garda Síochána last year than in the history of the entire force. It shouldn't be minimised. The question should be asked why.
These people on Grafton Street had mixed opinions.
I actually agree with the Garda. We do need it. And it's evident when you come into this city at night, people having to wait maybe an hour if they're assaulted for a call.
I think you need to be doing both. We need to do what we can now and strengthen the legislation so that they can do more in the future.
At the moment, they're doing nothing about hate speech. Got very right-wing people protesting outside my house against a book editor, and the guards have a hands-off approach. They actually need legislation because they need to be able to put handcuffs on these people and get rid of them off the streets.
The Criminal Justice Bill 2022 will be discussed in the Dáil again in autumn.
Donegal County Council is being urged to look to other countries to see how they provide waste disposal and recycling facilities. It comes after large bags of rubbish were found dumped at roadsides in Gidore in recent days. Councillor Micheál Colmagill Aspug believes a different approach is needed to combat illegal dumping across Donegal.
This is not new for this time of year. Unfortunately, what's happening is people are leaving their household waste in bags and big blue bags in different places around County Gidore. And what it would suggest to me and to others is that it looks like maybe somebody that's here maybe for a weekend or a couple of days, because look, I've been through the rubbish, and I would suggest this very strongly that this is what's happening. Even this morning, I had somebody who rang me to say that they witnessed somebody who isn't from the area. The 99.9% of them don't do this. and I'm also conscious that locals as well illegally dump, but saw somebody just absolutely opening their boot and just filling up the bins and then leaving other bags beside it.
And do you believe that there should be some kind of campaign for visitors to the area that is ruled out so it can inform them of the recycling and dumping facilities in the county?
Look, I don't want to be negative to anybody that's coming to our very, very, very beautiful area in the Gaeltacht, because we have so much to offer. People who are coming into our area, strangers, have a lot to offer for us as well. But what I'm trying to highlight here is that the policy that we as a council have isn't working. As somebody who does travel and goes to other countries around the world, you know, if you have waste, you know, it's clear where you put your waste. It's clear and evident that there's a bin nearly in every couple of yards with bottles and plastic and paper and compost. But here we don't have that. We don't have that. And I know, you know, that people within the council are working hard. I recognise that that there has to be changes, and there has to be changes quickly, because the policy we have doesn't work.
Police are treating an attack on a man in Clawdy as a sectarian hate crime. The man sustained minor injuries following the assault last night. Lucy Peoples has more.
At around 10:45 p.m. in the Barnault Road area, a man in his 30s was assaulted by a number of other men. The men then fled the scene in a silver-coloured Seat Leon. The victim was injured as a result. The suspect shouted sectarian abuse, and it is being treated as a sectarian-related hate crime. Police say inquiries are ongoing, and they are appealing to anyone with any information to contact police on 101 or online at psni.police.uk/make-a-report.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We go to international football first, and Republic of Ireland manager Vera Powell remains hopeful that Denise O'Sullivan can play some part in Thursday's World Cup opener with Australia. The midfielder took some part in training this morning, having been in a protective boot after Friday's friendly with Colombia. Ireland will go into Thursday's games against the tournament hosts as underdogs, but Heather Payne feels that they can cause an upset.
You know, we're quite a tight-knit group. We've always had that Irish spirit, I feel like, you know, with that never-give-up spirit. And, you know, we are a talented team as well, you know. We've gotten this far, so it just shows that we can do it. And I think there is great belief in this squad. And I think that's the main thing, you know, we believe in each other, we're there for each other on the pitch. That goes a long way, I think.
The FAI have confirmed the appointment of Shane Robinson as their new assistant director of football. The 43-year-old has spent the past 9 years as Shamrock Rovers academy director. The Foyle Cup kicked off this morning and runs until this Saturday. Although centred in Derry, the competition, which has nearly 600 teams, will also see games in Donegal and Tyrone. Among the fixtures this evening, in under-19 level, Carndonagh face Derrickview, Glengyde United go up against Strathroy Harps, and Dunree United will meet Limavady. When at under-17, among the ties, in his Shone Youth League take on Limavady, Lagan Harps will play Derry City, and Ballyrain are up against Lisburn Castlereagh. Cross channel, Manchester United are understood to have reached an agreement with Marcus Rashford over a new contract. The England international is set to sign a new 5-year deal at the club. To Gaelic games, Derry will be licking their wounds today following Sunday's exit from the All-Ireland Championship. Kerry scored 5 of the last 6 points in an absorbing tie to set up a final with Dublin. Derry manager Kieran Mina says they missed key opportunities that could have changed the result.
We came to win this game. I felt after we weathered the first 10 minutes of the second half, and which we knew that would come, and that has traditionally been over the last period of time Kerry's championship quarter. But we knew when we could weather that out, even if it was still close, we knew our time would come. And there was a 15-minute period there in the middle that every time we attacked, we looked like cutting them open. We were only fractionally off with a number of passes for creating another couple of goal chances. We created 1 or 2 goal chances in that time, but it was the wides that we kicked from very scorable angles that we needed the momentum of that. And we talked about that coming into the game. We did an awful lot of work on the emphasis of being productive in our attack and play, and ultimately it was in that time that let us down the most.
Meanwhile, 4 Derry players have been named on the team of the week. Conor McCluskey, Gareth McInnes, Brendan Rodgers and Shane McGuigan have all been included, as has Monaghan duo Conor McManus and Darren Hughes. There will be more GAA talk this evening here in Highland. Brendan Devaney will be presenting the DL debate, which starts just after the 7 o'clock news. Among his guests tonight will be former Monaghan star Paul Funley. There was also disappointment for the Donegal ladies, who lost out to Dublin on Sunday in Ballybuffet at the quarter-final stage in the All-Ireland Series. Despite the defeat, Emer Gallagher has been taking the positives from the season.
If you were to say to us at the end of the league this year that we'd be contesting an All-Ireland quarter-final, like, it wouldn't have been in our wildest dreams. Like, even at that stage, you know, our main goal was avoiding relegation and not falling down to intermediate championship. So to come out from that, to win Ulster, to beat the All-Ireland champions, you know, in Meath 2 weeks ago, and, you know, to give Dublin a fair enough run for their money today, it has been a really positive season whenever you're thinking like that. And, like, I have to say, if you look at the 16 and 17-year-olds in our team that have stood up and played against some of the top players in the country over this whole season, they've just really held their own, and I think there's a very, very positive future in store for Donegal football.
On to golf. Seamus Power has declared himself fit for this week's Open Championship at Hoylake. The Waterford golfer was forced to withdraw from the Scottish Open midway through the first round due to a hip problem, but Power has been practicing at Royal Liverpool today ahead of just his second Open appearance. And finally, in athletics, Rashida Adeleke will make her professional debut over 200 metres tomorrow. She's been entered into the memorial event in Hungary. Adeleke will come up against the reigning 200 metre world champion, Sherika Jackson. Her first race as a pro over 400 metres will come at Friday's Diamond League meeting in Monaco. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And returning to some news, a major conference on dereliction is being held in Letterkenny this week. The Derelict in Donegal conference will feature a range of speakers, with a tour of Letterkenny Main Street taking place on Thursday ahead of the main event on Friday at the Station House Hotel. There are currently around 8,000 vacant homes in Donegal. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, Councillor Kevin Bradley, says with major funding recently secured to tackle the issue, it's vital that it is put to good use as soon as possible.
Why had 4 million there to generate Letterkenny? The URDF call 3 to do up parts. Hopefully we get a bus hub and get things moving. But that town centre needs a lot of work. That town centre and on down there, guys, there are a lot of stuff sitting empty and been sitting for years, and nobody able to do anything with it now. You got off a bus down at the station house and walked up, hey, it's a complete different town. Ourself and the planners walked the town one day. We'd done a whole way around the town, and they looked what was lying vacant. It would take up some property in this town. It would be great to see it going again.
Conrad na Gaeilge is calling for a scholarship system to allow students to go to the Gaeltacht. Waiting lists are constantly growing due to an increased interest in speaking Irish amongst secondary students. Many courses scheduled for the rest of the year are already fully booked. Julian Despain from Conrad na Gaeilge says that with planning, courses could run throughout the year.
We think that there should be a scholarship system that would really give the opportunities to students who don't have the funds at home to go to the Gaeltacht as well. There is a small college scholarship system in there at the moment, but we think that should be expanded, and that really anybody who would like to have the opportunity to go to the Gaeltacht during their time in school, they should have that opportunity no matter what background they come from.
Councillors in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District are being asked to ring fence any extra LIS money for a project in Garton. Councillor Michael McBride says the avenue in Garton from the Heritage Centre to Garton Bridge is in a very bad state and needs to be tarred as a matter of urgency. At an MD meeting this week, he will ask his colleagues to agree that if a second tranche of LIS funding arrives later this year, that stretch will be prioritised. Councillor McBride says the road is widely used.
That is one of the most scenic walks that we have in the whole Letterkenny and Milford municipal area along the banks of Garton Lake there. It's an area that's used by a lot of people every day, taking their families out there for walking. But it's nearly impassable at the moment with potholes and that, and people with kids and prams and stuff like that, and children on bicycles. I think, you know, they're finding it very difficult to navigate it there. And I've been asked by many local people to try and push the issue about getting the avenue resurfaced again. So really the only ball game in town is LIS schemes, and sometimes, you know, over the last number of years we've got second tranches of funding that come through each year for LISs, and I'm hopeful that the other councillors will back me, maybe that if we do get a second tranche of funding this year, that it might be ring fenced for to tie that lane, because I think it's a very important strategic tourism spot for us here and the Churchill area.
We know that match funding is always an issue. Will the council have some money it might be able to put toward that to ensure that the work does get done and get done speedily?
I think the match funding, you know, it's quite small for LIS. I believe, you know, we have the Columkill Heritage Centre there and the Gartan Outdoor Education Centre, you know, that takes a lot of people in from outside the county. And I think, you know, between the both of those groups, I don't think we'll be found wanting for match funding. That's not the issue here at all.
A new bill on sexual offences on human trafficking. It provides for the removal of some anomalies about the meaning of consent. The draft legislation published today could also see anyone providing character references for those accused of sexual offences being cross-examined in court. Fine Gael Senator and criminal barrister Barry Ward says while many judges don't give much consideration to references, there are some situations in which they might be effective.
There might be an employer, for example, who's a very well-known person who stands up and says or writes a letter that's put before the court and therefore can't be questioned on it. But they might say, well, actually, John has been an incredible person and he's done this amount of work for charity. He's helped us in this way and that way and the other. And that, of course, could carry weight.
Just 6% of properties in Donegal have the highest energy rating. Dublin 18 had the highest proportion of Energy A ratings at 33%. According to the CSO, the average age of properties in Donegal with a BE or audit is 32 years. With a nice sunny spells and scattered showers this evening and a light, occasionally moderate westerly breeze. Lowest temperatures this evening of 9 to 11 degrees. The closing headlines, John Chas warned the state could face claims in the future over its failure to comply with its statutory duty to children in care. In one case, a 9-year-old boy from Dublin who was placed in a private residential unit in the northwest with 2 days' notice was then moved to the southeast. Investigations are continuing after two men were killed in a crash at the Sligo rally yesterday. Jean McDonald and Dara Maguire died when their car hit a wall during the sixth stage of the rally. Donegal Ructus members were today told that there needs to be a change in policy prohibiting the granting of planning permission along the N56. Earlier this year, as a collective, councillors in the Glenties Municipal District proposed changes to the county development plan, calling for a policy review to allow building along the major route. And a Donegal TD has claimed the European Council should devote less time to military and defence issues and instead focus on climate and human rights obligations. Deputy Thomas Pringle told the Dáil in recent days that calling the sale of armaments and missiles to Ukraine a European peace facility is deceptive and undermines those who are trying to achieve peace. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Monday evening, July the 17th. The death has taken place of Harry Parker, Craigs Road, Raphoe. His remains will repose at his late residence from 8 o'clock tonight. House private, please. Removal from his home on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Raphoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the North West Branch of Parkinson's Association of Ireland, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Christy McCarron, 384 Ardbeathen, St Johnston, County Donegal. Christy will be reposing from his late residence tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock and all day Wednesday. Funeral leaving his late residence on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St Beathen's Church, St Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Michael, Jim Quinn, Ross Bracken, Letterkenny and formerly of Backhill, Minagori, Buncrana. Jim's remains are reposing at Ross Bracken. Funeral leaving there at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, going to the Quinn family home, Minagori, Buncrana, to repose overnight. Funeral from there at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, travelling to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Jim's remains will be leaving the Porter Funeral Home at 1:30 on Wednesday afternoon, travelling to Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. The death has taken place of John Burke, Gulladuff, Moville. family time from 8 p.m. until 11 a.m. John's Requiem Mass will take place on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church at Ballinacrae, Moville, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. And the death has taken place of Eileen Byrne, Carrick McGrath, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church at Sheshe O'Neill at 11 o'clock, with interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.